The allegations surfaced in July in a report by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism that included detailed descriptions of inmates being beaten while their hands and feet were shackled. A few weeks later, the faith-based prison reform group Wisdom wrote to Secretary Wall asking for a federal investigation and a meeting to discuss reforms in the use of disciplinary segregation at Waupun. Last week, Representative Chris Sinicki of Milwaukee and five other legislators sent a letter to Wall asking for a formal response to Wisdom's call for reforms.
As long as this is an issue and it's been substantiated that there is some mistreatment of prisoners going on there, I think the legislature has every right to know how it's being addressed and what they're going to do about it.
Representative Sandy Pasch of Shorewood also signed the letter to the DOC. She says Friday she got an invitation from the department to sit down and talk about the results of an internal investigation prison officials conducted earlier this year. Pasch says she hopes the meeting results in a commitment to change the way segregation cells are used for inmates with mental illness, but she's not optimistic.
If it's internal investigation, I have my doubts as to just how thorough that might be.
In an email to WPR, a DOC public affairs officer called the recent allegations of inmate abuse frivolous. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.